Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, beloved. Thank you for joining us today on Operation Salvation Ministries, the ministry that ministers to you. And remember, it's always a day of worship because it's another God day. Thank you for joining us. And you can reach us at OS Ministry. That's osministry01@gmail.com. osministry01@gmail.com. You can get in contact with us through text 252-525-1537. Or you can call us at 252-624-4678. But thank you for joining us. We want to just pray today. In my name, your brother in Christ, Kenneth Hall, just want to pray and give God the glory, give God the praise. Because I know there's a lot of things that's going on in the earth today that is taking you by storm. But I would have you to understand something, beloved God, that God is still in control. His church now is a very powerful force in this earth. And those who were asleep now are being awakened to what's really going on. But I don't want you to be alarmed. I don't want you to be disturbed. But I do want you, as the Lord said in Jeremiah, as Jeremiah 33:3 says, to call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. So what's happening right now is God is just doing what he want to do. He's taking that which is from the bottom and put it up to the top. So the thing about it, so it can be revealed so we can see what's really going on. But by all means, don't be discouraged. Don't think that God has lost control. Don't think the enemy has it all and that he can do anything that he will. Because God, he has to understand something. You have to understand this. Satan can only get commands from God on what to do. God has to allow Satan to do what he's doing. But there's a purpose for why God let him do what he's doing. And that is to reveal himself to the people of God. Now, I know a lot of people don't think that, you know, they think that when things are uncovered like that, that it's the devil. No, beloved God, it's not the devil. It's God that is allowing the devil to expose himself so that you can get in your rightful place and do what you need to do. Satan will always like to keep things hidden. He would like to keep it hidden. Now, you have to excuse me because I'm outside and we're praying and then we're talking, but the Air Force planes is flying over our heads, but you can hear what I'm saying. As long as you can hear what I'm saying, then we have achieved our objective. But the thing is, you have to understand, Satan would like to keep things hidden so that you can't see. See, God said what is hidden is going to be made clear. He's going to bring it to light. That which is in darkness, he's going to bring it to light. So, but we call today, Operation Salvation Ministry is called today, so that we can pray with you and to help you to understand that, and to understand that you're not alone and that God is still in control. His saints know this. His saints know this. Now, whatever predicament you may be in, understanding that God knows, God sees. But now, the main thing you have to do, though, you need to give your life to him. You know, we expect his goods. We expect him to take us out of things, but we don't want to give our lives to him. So sometimes that hinders his hands. You know, God is not only a God that is afar off, but he's also a God at hand. That means he's close by, right near you. So you need to call to him. Give your life to him. Submit your life to him. And everything will work out according to his plans. Yes, things have to be made known. Yes, and it's going to take people by storm. Those that are asleep are going to wake them up. And those that are already awakened is prepared to take on the enemy the way that we should. See, the Bible says that you're not fighting against flesh and blood, but you fight against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness that dwells in high places. That's what you're dealing with. So the thing is, you have to take control. Because if you don't have that control, Satan's kind of going to run roughshod over you. He's going to do what he want to do, you know, and pick on you like he want to pick on you, and, you know, and get you all in a state of depression and depression. And so you have to just take charge. And this is what God is revealing. This is why he's revealing things to us today. Because, see, he just wanted to wake us up. And always understand that warning always comes before judgment. Remember that. So we're going to get into a word of prayer. We're going to talk to the Father. We're going to go to the throne of grace. And I thank you for those that have joined us today. And if you feel led to pray, you can do it likewise. You know, if you're led to. And if you don't worry about it. We got this. Because we know that God is a rewarder to them that diligently seeks him. We're in a good place. Even though things look bad, you always understand that God will always put you in a water garden, even in the midst of the desert, or oasis in the midst of dry land. So you have to understand, God is still in control. He hasn't lost control. So let's pray. Father, in the name which is above every name, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yahshua the Messiah, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your hand being shown, manifesting the things of the devil to the world, letting us know, Lord God, that, hey, Satan has been hiding his hands. He's been throwing his rocks. He's been hiding his hands, but now you have allowed him to show his hands. He didn't want to show his hands, but you allowed him to show his hands because you want the people to wake up and to know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. And another thing, Lord, we know that, Lord, all these things that's been going on in this earth as long as we've been living now has been revealed to us. We can understand now if we see what was going on then and it's been exposed now, we can see that your hand was in all of it all the time. He was protecting us. He was keeping us because we know that the enemy comes to steal. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. But you said, I am come. That we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we thank you for that. We thank you for everything that you are doing. We're not afraid. We're standing fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And we're never, ever going to again be entangled with the yoke of bondage. Why? Because we're free. We're free. We are free men and free women. We're free. We're walking in the power of the Most High God. Now, this time, Lord, you have given us ready to be dressed for service, to use the arsenals, the things that we have in our arsenals, the weapons that we have in our arsenals, you get us ready to use them now. It's called prayer. It's called praise. It's called rebuke. It's called binding. It's called loosing. That which you have given into it, it's called fasting. You have given us these things for purpose. And that purpose is to destroy the works of the enemy. And we thank you. We thank you for everything that you're doing. Because truly you are doing great things, and we're just glad to be a part of this that you're doing. So many think that the mark of the beast is here. Maybe. But that has nothing to do with the body of Christ because our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, all of us that are saved. Our names are written in the Lamb Book of Life. We can endure. But not yet. Not yet. Not yet. We always know the warnings come before judgment. But not yet. We're waiting. But we're waiting for your hand. We're waiting to do what you tell us to do. Because nothing shall separate us from your love. And we thank you for it. And give us power. Continue to give us power. To use, or give us knowledge, give us wisdom to understand to you on how to use what you have given us. We thank you for it. We magnify your name in the mighty name which is above every name. In the name of Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the Messiah, we thank you for it. Amen. Well, yes, beloved God, we just want you to understand that God is in control. He has not lost control. Everything is according to plan, his plan. For his people, you're right on time. You're right in step. You might not know it, but you are right in step of what's really going on. No, God may not have shown you this in the past, but now you're in it. But you're right where you need to be. It's where God wanted you to be at this time and in this time. And some of us have been waiting. We call militants, militant Christians, waiting to fight the good fight, waiting. And help strengthen the other brothers and sisters that they may stand strong. We know that they're babies. We know that they're teenagers, they're tots and teenagers. Then we've got those that are ripe age, full age. God has taken us through certain things to deal with certain things. See, God equips you with what you need to use in the time of need. See, God has taken all of us through different things. God has equipped us for what we need to fight this battle. God has given us everything in this life that pertains to godliness. Everything. Everything we need. We're more than conquerors. We're not just conquerors. We're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. And so what we have to do is just keep the faith. Keep the faith. Satan is rising up. He don't want to. He really don't want to. But he's rising up because if he exposes himself, that means some people are going to prepare themselves. But God has allowed him to come up, show yourself. So those who are going to get prepared is going to get prepared. See, those who are ready and listening and seeing, you might have been waiting for a little bit. But now you see, okay, this is too bad. This is just bad here. Well, understand, Satan also manifests himself to be a terrorist. He's a terrorist. You know, in other words, he wants to terrify people. He wants to put a scare within people's hearts. You know, he wants to make people fear. But the Bible says what? In 1 Peter 5:8, he said that Satan, as a roaring lion, walks about and he seeks whom he may devour. See, so he's just trying to put on a show. He's weak. He's been stripped. Think about it. Remember when the scripture says that Jesus told the disciples that I beheld Satan fall from heaven like a bolt of light? Of them up. He's defeated. Jesus defeated him. So if Satan is defeating you, and he is a defeated foe by Jesus Christ, that means that if Satan is defeating you, then you are below the bucket. You're looking up at the bottom. Because when someone has been defeated, defeat you, that's not good. That's not good. But when you get into the one, or the one who get into you, which is Christ who defeated him, you can do likewise. You can do likewise. You can bind. You can loose. You can cast out devils. You can speak with new tongues. And all this stuff they're talking about that's going on, like the food and all that other stuff and the water, drink that stuff, it won't hurt you. And when you receive your food, he'll sanctify it for you. If you receive it with thanksgiving, that's why we talk about that all the time. So don't worry about it. Just walk in God. Walk in God. Do what his word says. When God sanctifies, that means he sets it apart for you. He set it apart for you. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing by any means can hurt you. Because he set that aside for you. But now, if you think that it's dangerous, or you think that something is wrong with it, and you believe it and don't believe that God has sanctified, you don't believe that believe God's word, then yeah, you may have a problem. Because you're probably going to have a lesson to learn. Probably still won't kill you, but you will have a lesson to learn, because it's all about faith. You know that, right? And faith is what? Believing him at his word. His word says one thing, so let's obey his word. I know that it's going to come, that Satan is going to always war against your mind. He's always going to war against your mind. But the thing about it, beloved God, when Holy Spirit speaks, listen. When he brings back the scripture to your remembrance, listen. Do it. Operate on it. Because his word is contrary. When his word is contrary to what mankind is saying, then God is in control. Take his word. His word is bond. See, his word is right. His word is steadfast. And all you got to do is just stand and believe in his word. That's all you got to do. I just want you to be encouraged. I just want you to know the Lord in a real way. I want you to know that he cares for you. He loves you. And he just wants to embrace you. You know, it's sad to think that God wants us to be picked on. No, what happens is that the reason that something happened there is because God is trying to get us to use what we've got. He has given us everything that pertains to life and to godliness. Who are we? We're the children of God. We're the children who walk by faith. And, beloved God, if you can believe that you've been born again and know you've been born again, that was the greatest miracle that could ever take place. You changed, and you know you've changed. That's the greatest miracle that could ever take place. So everything else will just come easy because you know you've been born again. You know you've been washed in the blood of Jesus. You know that you're a born-again believer. But God is going to see some things in your life to exercise that weapon, to put that weapon to work that you have in your life. Faith. Faith. And I was reading one time back in the years, talking about the shield of faith. And then we're talking about Ephesians 6 and 10 through 18, I believe. Talks about the shield of faith. That shield reach is wider, tall, as you are. Whatever size you are, whether it's width or length, that shield is as high and as wide as you are. It covers you. It covers you, the shield of faith. Yes, I found that out years ago when I was reading about the people who was that was dealing with the occult, dealing with Satanism, and how that the shield, they got saved. I came out of Satanism and got saved. They got saved. And they were trying to get them, trying to kill them. And they were in certain predicaments, certain situations. And God would show up. So they would be throwing things at them. And a shield will come up and allow the darts to be the ricochet and go somewhere else. See, it's in the spirit realm, but God allowed that person to see it in the natural realm through their natural eyes. See, so God has everything. Faith is a shield. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 6, says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. Or we must believe that God is, that he is God, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seeks him. So I just want you to be encouraged. I want you to stand fast in the freedom. Stand fast in the liberty. Believe God's word. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it looks like. God's still the same. It doesn't matter how things change. God is still the same. Same. Different. Righteousness is righteousness. Unholiness is unholiness. Unrighteous. So the thing is, you just got to stand fast. Don't get sidetracked. And watch out for ministries that are moving after the flesh and not after the Spirit of God. Watch out for them. Because they will make you think that they are so godly, so holy, and really, they're really making you more, breaking your shield or breaking your the things down that God has for you. Because, see, those things break down in your mind. It all depends on the way you think. If you think God's word is the word of God, it will. It'll be the word of God. But if you start being relaxed and think, well, you know, it could be like this, and that, well, it might not be like that no longer. Well, it might not be happening in this day like it was in that day. I'm here to tell you, beloved God, when is it happening that day? Oh, it's happening now. Same thing. So take the word of God for as it is. Now, I know you got other Bibles out there that say this and say that. Hey, but anyway, and then they were talking about Bibles missing from the scriptures, you know, books missing from the Bible. I tell them my wife the other day, it doesn't have anything to do with salvation, because once you get saved, God revealed to you what you need to know. When you get saved, you'll know what's what and what's not, who's who and who's not, because you're walking in the Spirit of God. Salvation is the key. It doesn't matter how much word you know. Salvation is the key, because the Holy Spirit will reveal to you all that you need to know. Still working. So what? Some books is missing, if they are. But God preserved His word. But the main thing that you need to keep your mind stayed on is being born again. John 3. If you never read another scripture, another chapter, read John 3 about being born again. And once you read John the 3rd chapter, everything else is going to come to fruition. Everything is going to come in place. Once you become born again, that's it. It doesn't matter what's missing or what's there. God, you're going to be moved by His Holy Spirit. When He said in Romans 8, He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So you're going to be led.
Amen. Amen. I just thank God for this beautiful afternoon. I tell you, the Lord is so good. And as my husband was talking, I was thinking, Lord, help us to keep our mind on you. Help us to keep our eyes on you. Because what's going on in the world today can steer us in the wrong direction, have us thinking wrong. And I pray in the name of Jesus that we just keep our eyes on the Lord, because He knows our tomorrow. He knows our next minute. He knows our next second. And I'm so thankful that I know Him, and that my name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I just pray for His people, the ones that's not playing, because they are people that's playing, but don't play
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's too late in the day
mm-hmm.
to be playing with the Lord. And I always think, what am I doing? Am I doing what God want me to do? Do I have a reason for what I'm doing? Do I want to be seen for what I'm doing? Or do I want to just please the Lord? Because my heart's desire is to make sure that I do just what the Lord wants me to do. And I just thank Him every day for each and every day that He gives me, because it's a blessing to be here. And I thank God for America. A lot of people might not think that, but I'm thankful for America. And I'm asking the Lord to have His way in America, open up our eyes to see that when we took the Bibles out of the schools and out of the churches, that's what Satan does. Okay, I see my way to just go in on and infiltrate. But I thank the Lord that He's still in control.
Mm-hmm.
He's always going to be in control. He just wants us to put our eyes on Him. And that's what we got to do. We got to put our eyes on the Lord. We got to listen to Him and stop listening at what's going on. Don't be like a wave in the ocean. Everywhere, He wants us to put our eyes on Him and stay on the straight and narrow. And I'm thankful today for Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for His love, how He loved us unconditional. I thank you, Father. Thank you for loving us unconditional, even though we come short. not because we are being late for lazy or slower, but sometimes we might miss the target. But he knows our hearts, and that's the main thing. He knows our hearts. And we're trying to make salvation complicated, but it's not. It's simple. Just do what God wants us to do, and that's it. I mean, I can't see living any other way except for the simple life, loving the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, doing what he wants me to do. And that's it. And he'll take care of everything else. I just want to encourage somebody that look to the Lord. Don't look at what's going on around you. You look to the Lord because he got us. He don't make mistakes. He knows what he's doing because he made us. He knows what tomorrow is. He knows what the next second is going to be. And we must keep our eyes on him. And I thank you, and I love you, the love of Christ, and I pray that God will just keep each and every one.
You hear me? Do you hear me when I was speaking? I hear you. But thank God for my wife praying, and I was trying to listen to her, and I hear her, but it seemed like she was muted. But anyway, I hope that you heard this on the broadcast, even though I might not have heard it on my line, but I hope you heard it on the broadcast. But I want you to be, we want you to be encouraged. We want you to know that God is in still control. He's still, he hasn't lost, never lost it. And as I said a few months ago, that what you're seeing now has been flipped from the bottom up to the top. Think about it. That stuff has been there for years. And now it's come up to the top and it looked that bad. Think about it. That means that God has been protecting us all these years.
Amen.
We're walking around doing what we do, had no idea what is going on now was going on then. And it's just not happening now. It's been going on. It's just been exposed now. And so that's where we have to understand that the Father has been looking out for us for a long time. He's been looking out for us for a long, long time. And this is where you need to fall to your knees, lift up your hands, and say thanks. Because it could have took you out. Could have took you down. But it didn't. God kept you. Yep, some of them, some people may have lost. But understand this. God has not lost any of his that he wanted to keep. And if any was lost through it, that went down under it, it would be because God said, okay, it's time. It's time. Because God knows how to take care of his. God knows how to take care of his. Always does. A father knows how to take care of his children. That scripture that I listen to so much or hear so much in my spirit by being a father is that he said in 1 Timothy, chapter 5 and verse 8, he said, if any man provide for another his own, and especially those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel, an unbeliever, worse than an unbeliever. So you know if God put that word on us through Timothy, that prophetic word through Timothy as being a father, and you know he's greater than we ever been and ever will be. So you know he's going to take care of his own. So don't fret yourself. Have faith. Have faith. And now you can reach us again. You can write us at osministry01@gmail.com. You can text us at 21537. That's 252-525-1537. And also you can call us at 252-624-4678. Call us if you have any questions or any comments. And we'll be checking our emails We'll be checking our texts and be waiting on your call. And if you don't get us on the call, just leave a voice message. We want you to be encouraged and want to let you know that you're not alone. You hear me? You're not alone. We see what's going on. I know you do, but we're letting you know that we do too. We see it. We see it. We just want you to be encouraged. So this is Operation Salvation Ministries, your brother in Christ and sister in Christ, the Halls, and we just want you to be encouraged. And remember, this Operation Salvation Ministry, a ministry that ministers to you. And remember that every day, this is a day of worship, because every day is a God day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We'll talk to you next time, and God bless you.